You're listening to a special edition of Away with Words. I'm Martha Barnett.
And I'm Grant Barrett. It's time for our weekly quiz, and today we're especially pleased to welcome NPR puzzle master Will Shortz. Will is also the founder of the annual American Crossword Puzzle Tournament. Hey there, Will. How's it going?
Hey there, Grant and Martha. Everything's going good. It's good to be back.
You know, we're talking about money today on the program. Do you have a favorite term or bit of trivia or something involving money that you want to share?
Well, every once in a while in the New York Times crossword, I have the answer do re mi. Mm-hmm. And that's a term, honestly, I know only from crosswords. And every time it appears in the puzzle, there are new solvers who say they've never heard of the term. I don't know. I think it's a pretty cool term.
Oh, for money? Sure. Yeah, uh-huh. My dad used it.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So this is from the musical expression, do re mi, but making a play on do for money?
Yeah, and he would put his thumb to his fingertips and sort of wiggle them and say, you got to have the do re mi.
Oh,
absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, that's good. But you've got more than that in your pocket, right? Got some puzzles?
Well, I have a puzzle for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, let's try it. Every answer is a slang term for money.
Okay.
I'll give you anagrams. You tell me the terms. For example, if I said leak, L-E-A-K, you would say kale.
Kale. Right.
Very good.
Oh.
Number one is...
Got it. Kale is slang for money.
Yes.
I thought we were doing a quiz about vegetables. Okay. I get it now. I get it.
All right, number one is debar, D-E-B-A-R.
Bread.
Bread.
Ooh,
is
nice.
Bread, is right. Number two is calms, C-A-L-M-S.
Clams.
That's it. Ironed, I-R-O-N-E-D.
Ironed.
Dinero.
Oh, nice.
Dinero, good. Hugo, plus D is in dog. Hugo is in the Oscar-winning movie, D is in dog.
Dough.
Dough is right. A loom. That's A-L-O-O-M plus H.
Moolah.
Moolah.
Moolah is correct. Cutlet. C-U-T-L-E-T plus E.
Cutlet plus E.
Mm.
How about lettuce? This
lettuce,
is a quiz about vegetables.
Back to the leafy vegetable for some reason. Charts. C-H-A-R-T-S plus C as in Charles.
Mmm.
Charts plus C.
So scratch.
As scratch is it. Good.
Oh, scratch. Okay.
How about sleeks? S-L-E-E-K-S plus H.
Shekels.
Shekels is it.
Good.
Got a lot of shekels.
Mm.
That's good. Our backs. That's O-U-R B-A-C-K-S plus O.
Ooh, that's harder.
Our backs plus
O. You notice they're getting longer.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Yeah.
Something bucks, right?
Yeah, it starts with buck.
Oh. Isn't that sob?
Buckaroos?
Oh.
Buckaroos. How about this? Cake rooms. That's C-A-K-E-R-O-O-M-S plus S as in Sam.
Smackaroos.
Ooh, nice.
Smackaroos. That was fast.
I like cake rooms.
I would like to be taken to this cake room. Where is this cake room?
It'll cost you a lot of smackaroos.
Semi-solo. That's S-E-M-I-S-O-L-O plus N as in Nancy.
Simoleon.
Simoleons. That's fast. How about pink clouds? That's P-I-N-K-C-L-O-U-D-S. Plus S, as in Sam.
Really? Pink clouds.
Spondulux. No.
You got it.
What?
Spondulix.
Spondulix.
I always said spondulix with the accent of the second
syllable. Yeah, there's a couple different spellings, and I think there's a couple different pronunciations. But yeah.
So it can be a double O in the middle, but this has the U in the middle.
Yeah, it's good. That's a great word. That one needs to be brought back, right?
I kind of like pink
clouds.
I love
clouds. That word.
Oh,
that's
better
than do re mi. Okay, and here's your last one.
Okay.
It's no markings, N-O-M-A-R-K-I-N-G-S, plus S, as in Sam. It's a two-word answer, and I'll tell you, it's not just a slang term for money, it's a slang term for a lot of money.
It's not ginormous.
So, no markings.
No markings.
King's ransom.
It's a king's ransom, a lot of money. Nice going, guys.
Yeah, thanks. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, gosh.
Will, it's always a treat to have you on the show. And I hope that everything goes well with you, the crossword tournament and the New York Times crossword puzzle. You got your hands full.
I got my hands full, but everything's good.
If a word or phrase has you puzzled, we'd like to hear about it. Drop us an email, words@waywardradio.org.
Or find us on Facebook and chat with us there. Go to facebook.com/waywardradio.
In the meantime, we'd like to ask you to take a moment to think about how much this kind of programming means to you. Then make an investment to ensure that your local public radio station can continue to bring it to you.
We're asking all our fellow word nerds and puzzle lovers to call right now with your support. Tell them Grant and Martha sent you. Here's the number.